Ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters in Christ, welcome to the History Behind the Hymns podcast. This is episode number 6. I am your host, Daniel White III, President of Gospel Light Society International. I am one of many Christians who still loves the old hymns of the faith, even more than many modern Christian songs. For the past 33 years, my wife and children and I have sung the old hymns of the faith during our family devotion time. Over the years, we have used an Independent Baptist hymn book, a National Baptist hymn book, and a Southern Baptist hymn book to sing the old hymns of the faith. And we have sung the old hymns of the faith, and we still do to this day, with traditional Methodist churches online. The old hymns of the faith have been a tremendous source of blessing and encouragement to my heart down through the years. In fact, just this morning, we sung one of my favorite old hymns. In fact, one of the first hymns I learned and just fell in love with when I was a young Christian, simply titled Father Along. Hopefully one day we will do that song do that hymn for you as far as the history of it, if we can find it. The purpose of this podcast, beloved, is to encourage you to dust off your old hymn book and experience the power and blessing of well-written hymns. Even if you can't sing, read them. Hide them in your heart. For they are based upon sound doctrine for the glory of God and for the lifting up of Jesus Christ, and they will strengthen your heart and your faith. The history behind the hymns passage of Scripture today is Philippians 4:19, which reads, "But my God shall supply all your need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus." The history behind the hymn's quote for today is from Witness Lee. Pardon me. The history behind the hymn's quote for today is from Witness Lee. He said, "The practice of speaking hymns in the meetings, with Christ as the center and with the exercise of the Spirit, refreshes, nourishes, edifies, and builds up the church." The quote in connection to today's hymn is from Philip Yancey. He said, "A God wise enough to create me and the world I live in is wise enough to watch out for me." Our hymn for today is "God Will Take Care of You" by Sevilla D. Martin. And I dedicate this podcast to my old friend, Brother Sammy Madison of Decatur, Georgia. This is one of his favorite old hymns. "God Will Take Care of You." Be not dismayed, whatever betide, God will take care of you. Beneath his wings of love abide, God will take care of you. Through days of toil, when heart doeth fail, God will take care of you. When dangers fierce your path assail, God will take care of you. All you may need, He will provide. God will take care of you. Nothing you ask will be denied. God will take care of you. No matter what may be the test, God will take care of you. Lean, weary one, upon His breast. God will take care of you. God will take care of you through every day, over all the way. He will take care of you. God will take care of you. Now, beloved, here is the history behind the hymn, God Will Take Care of You, according to umcdiscipleship.org. Sevilla Durfee Martin was born in Nova Scotia and died in Atlanta, Georgia. Martin was the daughter of James N. and Irene Harding Holden. She was a school teacher with a modest musical training. She and her husband, Walter Stillman Martin, often wrote gospel songs for revival meetings. God Will Take Care of You is an example of their collaboration. Walter Stillman Martin was a Baptist minister who received his education at Harvard. He later became a member of the Disciples of Christ, teaching at Atlantic Christian College, now Barton College, in Wilson, North Carolina, and before moving to Atlanta in 1919, a location that became the base for revivals that he held throughout the United States. Sevilla Martin, who penned the text of His Eyes on the Sparrow, set to music by the well-known gospel song composer Charles Gabriel, and made famous by Ethel Waters in the play The Member of the Wedding, and later as a part of the Billy Graham Crusades. Another hymn by the Martins, The Blood Will Never Lose Its Power, seems to have inspired Andre Crouch and his composition by the same name in 1962. God Will Take Care of You has its own power, however, and is known throughout the world. Hymnologist Kenneth Osbeck describes the background of the hymn's composition. It was composed while the Martins were spending several weeks as guests at the Practical Bible Training School at Leicestershire, New York, where Mr. Martin was involved in helping the president of the school, John A. Davis, prepare a songbook. The Reverend W. Stillman Martin, a well-known Baptist evangelist, was invited to preach at a church some distance from the Practical Bible School. That Sunday morning, Mrs. Martin became suddenly ill, making it impossible for her to accompany her husband to his speaking engagement. Mr. Martin seriously considered canceling his speaking assignment, since it would be needful for him to be gone from her for a considerable time. Just then, however, their young son spoke up and said, "Father, don't you think that if God wants you to preach today, he will take care of mother while you are away?" Walter Martin preached that Sunday and returned that evening to find his wife much improved. In fact, while he had been gone, she prepared a new text that was inspired by their son's statement just before her husband left that morning. Before retiring to bed that evening, Walter wrote the music to his wife's text. Savilla Martin describes the composition. "God Will Take Care of You" was written on Sunday afternoon while my husband went to a preaching appointment. When he returned, I gave the words to him. He immediately sat down to his little billhorn organ and wrote the music. That evening, he and two of the teachers sang the completed song. It was then printed in the songbook he was compiling for the school. That songbook appears to have been songs of redemption and praise compiled by Walter Martin and the president of the school, John Davis. While Mrs. Martin may have been inspired by her son's observation on that Sunday morning, it is quite possible that she was also aware of other texts with the phrase, "God will take care of you" as well. Gospel hymn writer Fanny Crosby had written a text and music composed by musical evangelist Ira D. Sankey. This composition appeared in 1890, 14 years before the Martins composed their song. Then British hymn writer Francis Ridley Havergal also composed a text that began with the same line. The complete first line of this hymn, "God will take care of you all through the day," bears a striking resemblance to Martin's refrain, "God will take care of you through every day." Though the hymns by Fanny Crosby and Francis Havergal may have been familiar to Savilla Martin's, her composition is distinct. All of them may have been inspired by a common passage of Holy Scripture, 1 Peter 5:7. "Casting all your care upon him, for he careth for you." Furthermore, writers of gospel song texts often borrowed phrases from one another as starting points for their own work. Like so many songs from this genre, the key phrase, "God will take care of you," and its variant, "He will take care of you," are sung often. In this case, if you sang all four stanzas and the refrain, you would sing the title 20 times. In our next episode, we will look at the history behind the hymn, "Pass Me Not, O Gentle Savior," by Fanny J. Crosby. Let's pray. Holy Father God, we praise you and we thank you for how you have inspired and you have led and worked and used your people to write hymns based upon your holy word, to encourage the hearts of the saints, and to give you glory. And Lord, until the day we die, help us to do just that. Give you all the glory, the praise, and the honor. In Jesus Christ's name we pray and for his sake. Amen. Now, dear friend of mine, this hymn honors God and the Lord Jesus Christ. So, if you do not know the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, and you want to get to know him today and trust him as your Savior, here is how. First, dear friend, accept the fact that you are a sinner and that you have broken God's laws. You have broken God's commandments, His Ten Commandments, and so have I. The Bible says in Romans 3:23, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. We have lied before. We have stolen things before. We have taken God's name in vain before. All of us have sinned against God. You have and I have. We're all guilty before God and we deserve hell. Second, accept the fact, dear friend, that there is a penalty for sin. For the Bible says in Romans 6:23, for the wages of sin is death. We die physically because of sin. Our bodies go to the grave. Our soul goes to hell if we have never trusted Christ as Savior. Third, accept the fact that you are on the road to hell right now. You don't have to do anything else. You have already done enough. Jesus Christ said in Matthew 10:28, and fear not them which kill the body, but are not able to kill the soul, but rather fear him which is able to destroy both soul and body in hell. Also, the Bible states very plainly in Revelation 21:8, but the fearful and unbelieving and the abominable and murderers and whoremongers and sorcerers and idolaters and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. Now, beloved, hell is bad news, but here's the good news. Jesus Christ said in John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Just believe in your heart that Jesus Christ died for your sins, was buried, and rose from the dead by the power of God for you, so that you can live forever with him. Pray and ask him to come into your heart to save your soul today, and he will. Romans 10:9-13 says that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, you shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. For the scripture saith, whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed, for there is no difference between the Jew and the Greek. For the same Lord over all is rich unto all that call upon him. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Pray and ask him to come into your heart to save your soul today, and he will save you. If you're ready to trust Christ as Savior and pray that prayer called the Sinner's Prayer, and be saved today, please follow me in prayer, phrase by phrase, and mean it from your heart, believing in your heart on the Lord Jesus Christ. Holy Father God, I acknowledge that I am a sinner and that I have done evil in your sight. I have broken your Ten Commandments. I have lied before. I have stolen things before. I have lusted after and coveted after people and things before. I have taken your holy name in vain. I've dishonored my parents. For Jesus Christ's sake, please forgive me of all of my sins, as I now believe with all of my heart on the Lord Jesus Christ, that he suffered and bled and died on the cross for my sins, was buried and rose on the third day early one Sunday morning. Lord Jesus, please come into my heart and save my soul and change my life. Fill me with your Holy Spirit and help me to repent of my sins past, and help me to turn from my evil life and to follow you in the new life. In Jesus Christ's name I pray, and for his sake, amen. Now, dear friend, thank you for listening to the history behind the hymns. May God bless you and keep you until we meet again.
Be not dismayed. Beneath his wings. take care.